Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about how buyers look at income properties.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. You know, the interesting thing about real estate, whether it's the home you're buying or the investment property you're buying, is there's the cerebral side of it and there's the heart. I often say when it comes to home, you're basically making an emotional decision and then justifying it with logic.
And with investment properties, income-producing properties, frequently you're attempting to justify the numbers to match what you sense about the property. So we're kind of doing the same thing, but with income-producing property, the investor typically has criteria, and if the thing doesn't fit the criteria, they kind of drop it like a hot potato.
Do some investors do a great job just intuitively? Like,
yes.
How did he know or she know that?
Yep. The more that you work with income-producing properties, the more familiar you are with what you're looking for. What's the rent per square foot? What's the vacancy factor? What's the neighborhood look like? What's it look like? Because as you buy an income-producing property, you're paying big money for the expectation of what this thing will do in the future. Now, to a great degree, you can tell by looking at the neighborhood, by looking at the property, and also looking at the management, the quality of the existing management. Are they doing a good job? Are they getting as much as they could? Or is there a lot left to be done?
And you also know a bad thing when you see it, but you know a good thing when you see it. That
yes.
is to say, there are some deal breakers that are evident early when you've been doing this for a while.
And there are people that invest in high quality or trophy looking income producing properties. There are others that are looking for the other end of the scale, knowing that if they can buy something at a deep discount, or at least a discount, add their talent and their money to it and create something of greater value. It's called a value add investment opportunity. They're looking for that. So there's a full range of people, and they don't take the same thing and all of the...
Well, there's also a tenant pool that's quite a range, quite
right.
a spectrum. So you decide who you're serving,
yep.
and then you're driven by that to the product, I assume.
Exactly. And with the trophy, for instance, an apartment complex, if it's an absolute trophy, you're going to spend a lot of money keeping it in quote-unquote trophy characteristic, immaculate. And that costs a lot of money to keep it there.
But should attract the premium rent.
But that will attract people that should have a fairly high level of respect, etc.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.